All this week in the WBUR series Budgets and Box Scores, we've been hearing about a turnaround in Boston Public School sports. Two programs, the Boston Scholar Athletes and Play Ball, have invested more than $3 million a year in private money to revitalize sports programs that were languishing just 4 years ago. Today, Doug Tribou and Karen Given of WBUR's Only a Game report on how these programs are building strong minds, not only strong bodies.
The end of the school day marks the beginning of hours of unsupervised wandering for many of Boston's high school students. But here at the Jeremiah E. Burke High School in Dorchester, the Boston Scholar Athlete Zone is ready with pencils, paper, and laptops.
Oh, I love the Zone.
Senior Giza Guerrero says she tries to come to the classroom called the Zone every day, even if she can only stay for a few minutes.
It's like another home. You come in the Zone and it's like you get your work done and it's a place where you can have fun, but you are productive, you know?
Giza is being raised by a single mother who she describes as beautiful and strong. Her older brothers are in college, but higher education wasn't always Giza's plan.
Before the Zone was here, I was really, you know, not really into school and stuff. The Zone came in, and the Zone is a place to be. It brought me up, and I've stayed up ever since.
Each Zone is run by a facilitator who acts as a tutor slash mentor slash champion. The Boston Scholar Athletes staff Zones in 19 of Boston's public high schools. Last year, more than 2,500 students were members. Burke's head football coach Byron Beeman makes sure his players are among them.
I like the odds that we have right now, that's for sure.
Beeman says teams used to lose half their players to academic ineligibility every season.
Still have our issues with one or two, but one or two versus 12, 13, 14, 15, it's a big jump.
As for Giza, her dedication to the Zone has paid off. When she first walked in the door, her GPA was a 2.0. Now it's a 4.09.
While academic support may be new to Boston's high school football players, football is new to middle school students. In 2009, the charity Play Ball began funding a league. But there's more to it than just football. Tyrese Myers plays for Rogers Middle School in Hyde Park. He says soon after the season began, his coaches converted Thursday practices into study halls.
Some of the teachers was complaining that we wasn't doing our homework. So we just got study hall, do our homework.
Wildcats coach Kasheem Chavis says football brought an energy that had been missing at the Rogers.
Oh, big time, big time. You know, I'm the custodian, so I'm all over the building, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, from the third floor to the basement to the cafeteria to the front office, it's just nonstop football talk.
Chavis says pride and excitement pushes players to keep up with their homework. And sometimes their teammates' homework, too.
You'll have kids that'll even, you know, they'll tell on somebody in a heartbeat, like, hey, coach, you need to go talk to such and such because he's not pulling his end in the classroom. Oh, really? Yeah, I was talking to him, but, you know, you get that type of stuff, so it's pretty cool.
Hi, sweetie, how you doing? Isaiah.
Back at the Jeremiah E. Burke High School, Zone facilitator Talene Taylor gets everyone settled for afternoon study hall. She looks about 10 minutes older than these kids, and she's shorter than most. As she bounces around the room with an iPad tucked in the crook of her arm, Taylor helps with everything from homework to hunger pangs.
It really is like a family in here, and that's the biggest reason why I'm so passionate about it is because I know what athletics has done for me. I can use that experience and share it with them.
Taylor was a Division I soccer player. She keeps the Zone open long past the final bell. And her days start early, too, with personal phone calls to students who have trouble making it to school.
If they need a phone call, then we'll do that. But eventually they need to take responsibility and be accountable.
The privately funded Boston Scholar Athletes and Play Ball are relatively new. But Wildcats football coach Steve Cahill has been teaching math at the Rogers Middle School for 14 years. Cahill says coaching gives kids a chance to see him in a different light and vice versa.
A joke here, a joke there. You can have a little fun with it. And it's great. It's great.
But Cahill says the fun is secondary.
We make sure these kids are on task. Whether it be football, whether it be practice, whether it be behavior, whether it be academics, everything whatsoever, they have to be 100% on task in order to play.
Talene Taylor keeps the high school students on task as well.
So I would recommend working on something else that you might have. If not, you can grab a book. Just making sure you're productive.
Students at the Burke don't have homework every day, so Taylor provides them with books to read, college brochures to peruse, and SAT prep questions to study. Some members, including much of this year's basketball team, used Help in the Zone to reach the minimum eligibility standards for the first time in their high school careers. It sounds like it should be a daunting task, but one senior told me he had been able to raise his GPA from a 0.0 to a 2.5 in just 3 weeks.
Both the middle schools and the high schools track attendance, grades, and behavior too. But for some of the students, maintaining a C average isn't exactly a challenge. Again, Rogers Middle School student Tyrese Myers.
It's not really a big deal. It's just it's an easy A. You just have to get over C and you can play.
Boston Scholar Athletes leaders have said they would like to see tougher GPA requirements for athletics. Boston Public Schools Superintendent Carol Johnson says it's under consideration.
It misleads students to think that a low grade point average will get them into college or will actually meet any kind of NCAA standard. We are reviewing right now GPA requirements of other urban districts around the country to see what they have in place.
Johnson feels strongly that changes should include temporary exemptions for kids who go through a traumatic event at home, something that's a problem in the school district.
If the district does raise the minimum GPA for athletic eligibility, the Boston Scholar Athletes say the zones will be ready to help. But getting these students on the path to success can be simpler than keeping them there.
I think it's a lot easier, unfortunately, for them to do the wrong thing than it is to do the right thing.
Here in the zone at the Burke, boys basketball coach Megan Waterbury beams as she describes the difference the program has made for her players.
Because it makes it almost cool. I don't even know if cool is a good word anymore, but it makes it almost in, you know, hip to be in here in the zone. Oh, you're going to the zone, right? Okay, I'm seeing in the zone. You know what I mean? Like, it hopefully makes the lure better for the good side than the bad side.
Boston Scholar Athletes and Play Ball reach a total of 5,000 boys and girls in Boston's schools. Each student has a story, and we'll hear two of them tomorrow. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Doug Tribou.
And I'm Karen Given.